Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Rani Marazi Shiyachiu. Lili Nishmas, Maras Esther, Vassar Shmuel, Maras Chanav, Tzkadam, Masata Chanav, Tzor Meir Zev, and Swiss Fuas, Chayo Chayv, Vega, Bats Michal, Yudis Basya, Pesach Shachol, Yisrael, and Swiss Mordechai Yohel, Ben Yosef Halevi, Swiss Ayelet, Avigal Yehle Bas Yocheved. We're going to be discussing the Shaila of someone who does Melacha on Shabbos and the Melacha isn't concluded immediately, finishes afterwards. When is he Mischayev? Is he Mischayev Shas Asiyas HaGavra? Or is he Mischayev Shas HaGmal? And basing myself in the Torah, Marina Ravina Rav Nosson Zatzal. Eish lach kol ba'oisim malacha b'shabbos. Someone does malacha on Shabbos, malacha doesn't finish immediately, malacha finishes later. For example, someone cooks on Shabbos, places the tafshil ala ish, and the tafshil is only mizbashel la'achar zman. When is he mischayiv? Is the chiyuv chal immediately, or is the chiyuv chal when the food is actually cooked? Nafgamina, when a person became a shaita after he puts fire on the food on the fire. If you say that he's and then afterwards the Gemara Malacha was Bishat Shtuso when he was a shaita, and then he became healthy again, is he chayiv or not? If we say that the chiyuv is Bishat Shenigmar Malacha, so Ba'isa Shai wasn't a bar chiyuva. He was a shaita, therefore he's poked. But if we say it's b'shas ma'isa, then he's chayiv and his shas ma'isa. And he's chayiv and his shas ma'isa. Another nafgamina, someone who puts a tafshil ala ish b'shabes for terem shen special mace. So before it actually cooked, he died. Does he become the mafreya mumalachal shabes? Nafgamina, where you bury him? Do you bury him ben Mishaim Gemurim or not? Like we see in Yevamos 32b. Another nafgamina, when you put tafshil ala ish b'shabbos, and before the tafshil was mizvashel, he shechted an animal. Is he begeder shchitas mermelachal Shabbos, that is shchitas pas psula or not? So again, all these are nafgamina, it's the same idea, that b'shas maisa, he was in a state where he could be chayiv. And then when the malacha actually happened, he wasn't in a state where he could be chayiv. So where do we mechayiv him on? The shas maisa or the afterwards? When the malacha was actually done. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ishoi mishum chitzov, that esh is al tzchitzim, that when one's fire is like arrows. Zakti namuka yosef, ish mishum chitzov, kilu biyado, hevila kida amoram. Vikashi lachim ken hechit shunim chashecha lahadlik asaneos. 1 second. If your fire is like you shooting arrows, and therefore it's his chiyu because he's shooting the arrows, so then how are we matir? Im chashecha lahadlik hanelos, and im hadlakosa, so it continues during Shabbos. Also, we see in the Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos, machizin esorv nerus mesa moika, and in erev Shabbos they lit the fire, and their mishalsho pesach betanrim chashecha, and it's cooked on Shabbos. You're doing melachas before Shabbos and you're finishing on Shabbos. So he's doing it on Shabbos itself because it's mishum chitzav, so it's kol zman, he's shooting the arrows. So, says the Nebuka Yosef, skipping a little bit, Shebishar Sheyatza Chetz Mitachaseh Oiso Shanasa Kol. No, it's his arrows, but it all relates back to B'Shas Maisa. He's doing it all B'Shas Maisa. So, on Shabbos, his lighting relates back to when he did it on Erev Shabbos. You're right, on Shabbos it's his Chitzim, but the Maisa was only done on Erev Shabbos. So, the shooting of the arrows was done Erev Shabbos, and therefore he's fine. אילו מייס קוד משספיק להדליק הגודש ועד אם משתלם ניזק מאחרייס נוחס עם דידי. Let's say someone burned a fire and eventually it burned someone's goddish. But beforehand, he died. So he definitely has to pay from his nechassim. Why is he 5 years dead? When it happened, he's dead. The answer is that Bishas Maisa, when he did it the first time, so it was... when he did it originally, it was Bisadio Gomor. Meaning when he did it originally, he was alive. And therefore it all goes back to Shas Maisa when he did the actual Hadlaka. Even though the Tetzah was afterwards, after he died, but the Maisa Hadlaka was done when he was alive, and the Mimela, it's as if he was the one who burned the Gaddish, even though it actually burned the fall when he was dead. And therefore you collect from his property. Also, you do a Malacha on Erev Shabbos. So even though it continues into Shabbos, but it all relates back to when you did it before Shabbos. So we see that when you start a malacha and it only finishes la'achar zman, nevertheless we consider it as if he already did the malacha shas naisa. And therefore, let's say a person does a malacha, and then b'shas k'mar malacha he was a shaita, it doesn't matter. We go baser tchilas ha-malacha. So that's the aside we learn from the Nemuka Yosef, that we go baser tchilas Hamalacha. Medivra and Amuka Yosef Yeshulum Oid, Mashesh the Stapik, Gomorrah Chulin, Rava of a Bodik Legira, he would check the arrows to see that they could properly shecht if they're smooth. Leon about Tachlifa Shachat, but Oifa Bahadib Tparach, and he would shecht the bird as it when it was flying. Oyabodek Lochetz, Lavadesh Shembo Pkimot. ושוחט בו עוף תוך כדי מעופו. אך רב היה עושה. So what's the din in Zarek Chetz Lishchet by? וקודם זה שהספיק לשחט עובר עבירו at which he became a mummer. Is it Shchitas Mummer, which is an avail like Chulin Ha'am at Aleph or not? So from the Nimuka Yosef, Kum Dois, שבחי גבנה לא יאבי כשחיטס מומר. It's not Shchitas Mummer, why? דרי יזלין על בוסר שעס ליטס החץ. No, we go after the Shah Zrika Sachetz. And the Shah Zrika Sachetz, it was kosher. Therefore, it's not considered Shchitas Mumer. But yesh la'ayin, b'mashim vur b'zvochim, b'daf tezvov v'omad aleph, b'aminim b'yirim y'rav zeyla. B'yirim he always asked these great lamed shakashis, lamed shashayles. B'yirim he asked, I am Mazet, person's doing Hazor Saddam, the coin's doing Hazor Saddam on his back. Venikta o Yadri Shal Mazet, actually, Gia Dama Abraham's back now. And his arm was cut off, his hand was cut off before the dam reached the airspace of his back. Is it considered, like Rashi explains, avoid the Babal Mum and its puzzle? Or no? We can say he finished it when the dam was Poyresh mi Yadri. He was already finished the malacha, that's it. It's not considered with done by an apostle. Amalei psula. My time of he's a menasa and bina. No, it's possible. You need that both the hazan and the sina be done by kashus. So it's possible if the shas reached the avir mizbeach. Before he reached the avir mizbeach, his hand was cut off. He's already considered a baal mum. So wait a second. According to the Mukhe Yosef, the shas maaser all ended. And it's the moment he did the Zerika, it left his hand, the blood left his hand, so you already finished the Maisa, who cares that it was cut off? I mean, we care that it was cut off afterwards, because it's not pleasant to live without a hand. Hands are a tremendous bracha. But as far as the halach of this hazah, it shouldn't be considered a baal mum. It's all done b'shas Maisa, you know, not l'fi the sof, l'fi ha'aschol, b'asar ha'aschola. So Bishlam Lefi the Maskanam, we have a pasuk. Yeshna Hazad Shigilam Zvech. It needs to be until it comes to Zvech. The Hazad continues. So in other words, Lule the pasuk, we would say that it's done Bishas Maisa. ולגזרס הכוסף ולעשה קמתי מזבח. אבל ירמיה לא הביא מלימוד זה. מה עלתה על דעתו להסתפק? עוז בכלל בספק, it's פשוט, when you finish. לזריקה, even though it hasn't reached every המזבח, it should be בסדר. And they say that that goof is a machlokes. Rabbi Yirmiyah was holding that no, it has to reach the Abiyam Mizbech. Then we say, no, normally it wouldn't, but here we have Xeris HaKasuf. It's fair to say. So apparently we can say as follows. It says in Avni Nezir, Chaim and Simon Nem Ches Is Ches. That then Amuka Yosef says that Misha Shiyatza Chetz Miyada, Nech Shav Kilo Bois Shanasa Kol, that's only the Gavi, the Gavro. It's considered that the Gavro finished his Naisa immediately. אבל כשדנים על הפעולה עצמה, ודאי דינו נחשב כאילו נעשתה אלא בשל שנעשתה באמס. So the פעולה is only judged on when it happens. The gavro is immediate. אני בין זכריה פנים כסוביס עד אף למד אלף עמד אלף. If somebody is זוירג חץ, מתחילס ארבע עמוס, ובסוף ארבע עמוס, and it's Korea Shirayim Bahali Chosa. It's Potter. Shakira Tzorich Hanocha. In other words, it's talking about on Shabbos, and he also does Nezik as their Kimle Zaravimine. So the answer is no. Why? Because he was Zoe Kreitz Mitrila Sava. You're right, it only landed at the end of the Arba, but Toch Kedei. It ripped the silk garments. So the Gemara says, Akira Tzorich Hanocha, the Kevin Shakira Tzorich Hanocha. So the malacha all starts from the very beginning, and therefore it's all considered one process. Because the akir is l'tzarech hanocha l'chayra, even if the din was that he was chayv on the hanocha alone, and akir is not l'tzarech hanocha, why don't we say kim levad rabimine? Shirei miyad k'shezarak et achetz, choshiv ha'yitzor v'kliyas ha'shirayim kibu kvar na'aske. ונשחייב ניסו ומאמן מתחילה. We should still say Kimla with the Rabbi Mina. Because according to the Namukha Yosef, the moment he did the Maisa, it's all finished. And everything that happens later relates back to now. But that's why it should be considered Kimla with the Rabbi Mina. Even if we don't say that the Akir is Letzarech Hanach, and that's what connects them. Just the fact that he started the Malacha, that means that the beginning includes the end. We say Kimle de Ramine and Schaev Miso Mam Mitchila. Elevadai de Apula Atzma in an Echeves, Ki Ilu Hayasuya, Elebishar Shenesto be Emes. So the answer is that Migatza de Gavre and Echinami all started now. But Mitzad de Pe'ula, Pe'ula is only judged when it actually happens. Therefore, the pe'ula of, if we don't say that Akir is the Tzarech Hanocha, then we would say that the pe'ula was not done. In other words, the pe'ula of Chilul Shabbos was at the end of the four Amos, and the pe'ula of the Kriyas HaShirayim was Toch Kedei, so it wasn't, there's no Kimla D'Rabbi Mina. Because mitzad the pe'ula, it's taka happening later. It's only mitzad the Adam that it's happening now. And as far as Kimle the Rabbi Mine, we need that the Pa'ula should be, of the Misa and Maman should be simultaneous, and here it's not. Ad kan toichen dvora, vela shenem will be kitzer. In the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, he speaks very much be kitzer. He's not always so easy to decipher what he means. They say in the name of the Avnei Nezer, to answer the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan and holds in Bava Kamma, that Isha Mishum Chitzav, and Rabbi Yosef says it all happens in the Yad. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean in Tainus of Tesamar Aleph, that if I was in that generation, I would have been Kaveh on the 9th, I would have been Kaveh on the 10th, because Ruba Shal Hechel Nisra for Asiri. What do you mean? The moment the Pu'ula was done, it was done. So it started burning on the 9th, it all relates back to the 9th. So it must be that when you're done on the Etzema Pu'ula, no, it wasn't done immediately, just on the Gavra. So Tzom Tisha B'Av was nikva lo mishum pulas hagavra, but mishum the base of mikdash that was nisra, and from there that was tak on the 10th. So it's the same yisod. Mitzad the gavra, it's happening immediately, and mitzad the pu'ula, it's only happening later. So now we understand the sugi in Zvachim. The Yirmiyah asked that the Baal Mum is poisel ba'azah, is it poisel only b'shas pu'ulas hagavra, or b'shas shenesta pu'ula? If it's only posel b'shas pu'ulas hagavra, so when he was mazav and nikta yado before it comes to the Avir Mizbech, it's kosher. Because the pu'ulas hagavra is already done b'shas she'etzah dam mitachatz yada. Or maybe a Baal Mum pasels b'gam b'shas shenesta pu'ula b'emes, and the pu'ula is actually done. So if we're done in the pu'ula, it was only done when it was really done, not when it was lamdish done. That's mitzad the gavra. Mitzad the pula was done when it was physically done, when the dam reaches the aviram mizbeach. And the melech mikta yadav kodesh mishagiel aviram mizbeach. And then so shivashash and that's the pula was a baal mum. That was the shaila. And Rav Zeira said, no, we have Zeira's hakasev that the nasan v'hiz of a nasan that we require that has to be the kashrus the whole way through. The korav l'dvareinu writes the great Koshek Lever Goin in the Sefer Siach HaSode, Talmud of Avni Nezer, writes, he firmer in the Shower Klolim in Klal Hay. He wrote the Siach HaSode when he was a young man, when he was 28, but you see, he was a Gana Goinim. As Nara Lavi Raya, שבמדרש דנים על עצם הפעולה, ודאי שלא נחשב כאילו נעשתה לו בשעה שנעשתה באמת. כשנבואר בבבא קמא, בדף י"ז עמ"ב, זרק כלי מראש הגג, הוא בא אחר בשברו במקל, פטור, דאמרינא לימנא תפירה טבא, רש"י מפרש דבתר מעיקר האזלין, והואיל בסופו להישבר, להישבר, לכשינוח, כמי ששברו הוא דמי. אז תוספות רש"י, הגמרא שואלת, what happens if a person takes a clay? And he throws it from the roof. And then somebody smashes it before it hits the ground. It's patur, because we say you've broken a broken kli. So Rashi explains that we go baser meikara. We follow the beginning. Since soife lishavu l'kshianuach, in other words, the ultimate pu'ula follows the beginning, as if it was already done from the beginning. And therefore, since when he throws the kli, it's going to break. So when it's on its way down, when it eventually breaks, we relate back to the thrower. Because Basar Meikara, the breaking all goes back to the original pa'ula. And since it's going to break, it's like the thrower broke it, not the guy who actually broke it. Tosis writes, Shim zarak evin o chetz ala kli. Let's say somebody shoots an arrow at a kli. So he has a machine gun. He shoots at a kli, but before it gets there, somebody else smashes it. He's chayev, because we don't say manitvir tavar. In the case of the Gemara, when he throws down the kli, and then somebody smashes it on the way down, we say he's breaking a broken kli, so he's putter. But here, in the case of somebody throwing, shooting at a kli, and then somebody breaking it before, we don't say mana tevira tova. And then Tosis writes, if I can't the Tosis, the svara pshuta hi lechalik ben zarek evin lezarek kli atzma. It's a svara pshuta to be mechalik between someone who throws a stone and somebody who throws the kli. There's somebody who throws a stone at the kli, shoots at the kli, where it's not a mana tevira, it's not a broken kli. Somebody throws the kli itself. Sorry, it's Nemuka Yosef. L'chair, it's shver, according to Nemuka Yosef, on Daf Chof Beis on the base. This is Gemara on Daf Yitzayin on the base, and Nemuka Yosef agrees with Tosis, but on Daf Chof Beis on the base, Nemuka Yosef writes that Bo'is HaShanah Sa'akol, B'Shanah Sa'akol did everything. If so, if a person throws an evin or a chetz or a kli, somebody smashes it first, why is the second guy chayiv? The first guy, his gvar his malacha was already finished. Yad kshiyatza chetz mitachas yadai. The answer is that Namukh Yosef was only talking about where the Gemara Malacha is when we're dunning Al Gavra, that was in the Gabi Malachas Shabbos. This person's not going to be guilty of Chil Shabbos when he lights the fire before Shabbos, because it all relates back to his Pula before Shabbos. That's as far as Gavra goes. But as far as the Maisa goes, no, then we judge what happens in real time. And therefore, Kishadinim ala Kli Atzmai, Vade lo nechshav l'man atzriel l'vishol sh'nishbar v'emes. So when someone shoots at a Kli, you're going to say, oh, it was already done before it happened. No, that's the Gavra, the Gavra. The Gavra did it originally. But as far as the Kli is concerned, the Kli wasn't broken until the Kli was broken. When you're done the Gavra, the Pula was only done, was actually completed in practice, not in Lundus. The person, you go to show that he did the Pula. That's when you were dunning on a person. When you're dunning on the Kli, when was the Kli broken? And Susan is actually broken. So if someone shoots at a Kli, and someone breaks it before, so the actual breaking was only done afterwards. The actual breaking was done when the person actually broke it, and not when the first person shot at the Kli. Of course, it doesn't explain what's the svarta being chalik between throwing the Kli from the roof and where we say that Basar Meikara. It's the thrower is guilty, whereas when you shoot not, what's the difference? And that's going to be a topic in Yitzhak Hashem, hopefully, for a number of Shiurim. A lot to talk about. Given some of those two cases, and the clouds are fascinating. So, yeah. But we still have to understand that Ukiyasif writes that if he person dies before he's the Gaddish lit up on fire, he definitely has to pay from his nechassim. Even though a mace is not a bar chiyuv, it doesn't matter. We all relate it back to when he did it. So, here, as far as the chiyuv mamon is concerned, we relate to the gavra. We said it was all done. Show that he lit the fire, even though befoal, it was only burned down after he died. Whereas in ksubis, we see that a person is not mischayev when the chetz yatsa mitachas yada. But if not for the reason of akir tzarech hanocha, we would have said there's no kim lev derabim mineh. In the case where he shoots the arrow, four amas, and rips silk on the way. V'war shelo nitchayev miyad kishiyatza achetz mitachat yada. Why not? Why don't we say the same words? Just like when it comes to Hadlakas Hagadish, we say we don't view his Chiyuv Nezek as happening when it actually happened. We view it as happening when he did his lighting, even before the Gadish was actually burned. We should say Oichit by Ksubis, Laman Aleph, that he's Chayiv the moment the arrow left his hand. And he should be chayav for that immediately, and for Shabbos immediately. You know, we don't say that if not for the reason of akir tzarech hanocha. We say that he'd be. We wouldn't say kim lev d'rabimine only because we say akir tzarech hanocha. We say kim lev d'rabimine, that it's all happening simultaneously. Because the shooting of the arrow relates to the placing of the arrow, the hanach of the arrow. And therefore, it's Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh with the Shabbos. It's only because Akira Tzarech Hanach. Why do you have to come on to Akira Tzarech Hanach? Say Pashut, the person B'Shas Maisa, he shoots the arrow. Everything that happens later relates to that moment. Just like we say by Hadlakas HaGadish. Why do we have to come on to a Kiryat Tzarech Hanocha? This is discussed by the Avnei Nezer wie sie den Meister beschreiben, wie sie umkommen bleiben, die Rabbi, und eben nicht das Rabbi, die Kirche zerrchen nach. Because everything happened immediately, with the Shabbos and the Mammon. However, would appear that kind of like Muka Yosef, the mace Kaidim she speak the Hadlik as a Goddess Shechayev. What was in a Muka Yosef talking? Linyan Azikin, but not Linyan Shabbos. Look, I've been Azikin, we say, the Mafreya, it all happened to Mafreya. But in Chiyuv Chatos, he's not Mishayev the Mafreya. The Iker Achiyuv is when the mace is done by Amos. And the time to be Mechalik is. That were Machayev, the Mavir, Mishah, Shehevir, Sa'esh, before the Gadish was burned, that's only because Machay Gavna were Machayev even Begrama. Kem Chadayin lo Hidlik HaGadish, ala she Machayevim le Mishum Da'asid la'adlik. Kem Ken En Ladunu Kamadlik Biyadayim, she Adayin lo Hidlik. Ala she Nidu Kikurom, Mishum Shosem Maisa, Asid Likurom Nezik. That there were Machayev, the Mavir, Mishah, Shehevir, Sa'esh, before Adlokas HaGadish, is only because in such an instance, were Machayev also in Grama. Because since the Kaddish wasn't burned yet, we're mechayvim because it's going to be burned. So we're not viewing him as a madlik biyadayim because he hasn't yet gone on fire. But it's nidon kegrama because right now he did a maisa that's going to cause nezer. Lama by the das rib meir the sirele the dandina the garmei kaimel and kavasei. So rib meir is mechayvim on causative damage like we see in Baba Kama Sani Chesem Ralev. So Vadechai, but even if you're not doing dinner, Rish Lomar, the Hacha, Kuli Al Machayv Miyak Shehidlik, why? Because you see that the Torah is Machayv Amavir Mishum Eish, and since the Etzim Machayv is Mavur B'Torah, Al Shal Adonim Yim Machayv B'Shah, Kfar Mait Mishah Shehidlik Es HaGadosh M'Tech Az Galmei, Machay Gavni Yish Loima, that Kol Moedim Dechayv Miyad B'Shah Shehidlik Es HaEish, Kiyam Ad Ein Lanu Tzoch B'Chayv Mishum Dina De Galmei, Lekedei Lahakim Es Chiyuv Mishah Shehidlik Es HaEish, Dar Yetzim Machayv Shal Eish Mefurish B'Kroah, Kinecha shikvar nisraf hagadish vadei dechayiv. Vavu gav shilo hivir is hagadish atzmo al shivir eish makom rochok vachok is man harav higeish av el hagadish chayiv. Af lo hivir kagroma kong zeris hakosiv dove eish chayiv vam kein groma davi kikira dilei. Like shana donim lechayiv lo mafer mishash lekadish vadei lekuli am adinim tenim adina de garmei. So here, everybody's going to say that he's obligated on the causative damage. Because we see that Tarz Machayev Amavir is somebody who lights the fire from because of Eish. And since the Etzem Achiyuv we see in the Torah is Chayv Al Tzeish, but we're discussing whether to be Mechayv in Mishah Shidlik it's HaGadish Mitaraz Garmei, so in such an instance we can say that everybody agrees that he's Chayv immediately. Since we don't have to be Mechayv in Mishum Dina De Garmei, the only reason we need to come on to the Dina De Garmei is to be Makd in Mechiyuv to the Shah Shidlik it's HaEish, because the Etzem Achiyuv is already Mefurish in the Torah. So where the Gadish was already Nisraf, he's definitely going to be Chayiv. So he was not Mavir the Gadish himself. He was Mavir. He lit the fire far away. So it's only like Grama. Nevertheless, Xeris HaKosu, that an Eish, he's Chayiv Kein Grama. It's like Yuri Les, like his arrows. And therefore, if we're judging to be Mechayiv Ma'afreya, we're definitely done Dina the Grama. Machlok if done Dina Grama is whether a person's going to be Chayiv on cause of what's interesting. Grama and Grama is a whole different discussion, but whether a person is going to be chayiv on causative damages. So here he's definitely going to be chayiv on the atzim damage. Here we're just wanting to place it in time. We just want to know what juncture it happened. Did it happen shas nicer or later? So we see that the Torah here was mechayiv on Eish. The Torah is mechayiv here on Dina de Garmei, right? He's only causing it, kiviyachol, because the Eish is not doing direct damage. The Eish spreads. But the Torah is mechayiv him. So Mamela, we can also say, just like the Torah is mechayiv him, for Eish, he's going to be Chayiv, you know, with a little bit of a Chiddush, because he's not doing direct damage. It's the Eish that spread, not him. He didn't do the damage. The Eish did that. He lit, but it's the Eish that did the damage. Nevertheless, we're Mechayivim. So we can also be Mechayivim on the Shas Maisa, because we're Mechayivim, even though he's not doing direct damage because of what he did the Shas Maisa. So the Etzem Chiyuv is not in question. So therefore, the time also is going to be at that same time when he did the Maisa. That caused the damage, and not when the damage actually happened. The chiyuv is for causing the damage, so it's also going to be for his mice and causing the damage, even though the damage directly was only done later. So therefore, the time is also going to be framed also as when he did it, and not when the damage actually happened. Vayein toisus bava kame bava basel dafcha beizam beizim asas asameres. And therefore, if he was madlik the eish before it burned the gadish, and before it burned the gadish, he died. Since he's, when the Sreifas HaGadosh happens, the Chiyuv is Chal. The Mafreya, Midin Garmei, so he's going to be Chayiv, you take from this Nechassim, so that's all then in Mammon. The Chayiv Gambi Garmei, but like by Shabbos, you see in Shabbos, L'Sasim Malacha, Siyu Du Aser Grom Ashari, Grom is Mutter Ben Malach, the Shabbos. So since the Torah only Aser, the Maisa Mamish, not Grom, so you can't be mechayvim or mafreya. Shal shiyotze mitachas yada. The ba'is hasha. Halalo haya ela gurama. U'bishavis lek chiyuv al gurama. And Shabbos is no chiyuv on grama. Memele is only going to be chayiv when the ma'aseh actually happens as far as Shabbos is concerned. So Memele, now we understand the Gemara in Ksubis. Zorak chetz mitchilas arba l'sofa arba v'kor shvayim v'alichos v'depoter because akir tzorech hanocha. If not for akir tzorech hanocha, he'd be chayiv al Shabbos. He wouldn't be chayiv al Shabbos. Why? In other words, it wouldn't be kim levi d'rabbi mineh. Because you're right, Misha Shiyatza Chais Mitachas Yadu Kvarnigmar Maisev, like the Mugil Yosef says. And then Ezekiel, he's going to be already Chayiv. The Mafreya, like the Mugil Yosef says. Nevertheless, in Shabbos, we can't be Mechayiv and Mafreya. It's Ba'oisa Shah Shiyatza Chais Mitachas Yadu. It was only a Goyren. Because the Gufa Maisev wasn't yet done. And Shabbos Grom is Pater. But now that Akira is Tzorech Hanocha, so he already started a Gufa Maisev Isser from the beginning. So then we could say Kimler the Rabbi Mina. Because the Chiyuv Shabbos already started from the beginning, and then Toch Kedei, it's a continuous Chiyuv Shabbos. It's cumulative, it's progressive, and then when Toch Kedei that it's flying, it rips the garments. So we're going to say Kimler the Rabbi Mina. Because of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. But if not, when it comes to Shabbos, you couldn't be Mechayev. Until it actually happens. In the Zikin, when are you Chayev? You're Chayev for the Maisa that you did, because there that the Maisa is the Goyren. So if Remeir is Machayv Dina de Gomer, if you're not Machayv Dina de Gomer when it comes to Eish, then since there's no question you're going to be Chayv, even though he hasn't yet done the damage, but when the damage is done, he's going to be Chayv, so as far as the time is concerned, we're also going to be Machayv from the time he was Goyrim. So it comes out like this, that when it comes to Nezikin, he's chayv for what he does, b'shas ma'isa. It all relates back to shas ma'isa, and therefore if he's madlik a gadish before he dies, so he's going to be chayv, you can take from his nechassim. Because it all relates back to the ma'aseh that he did, and the ma'aseh that he did when he was alive. Which when it comes to Shabbos, you can't come in with chayiv until it actually happens. So, let's say a person puts a tafshi al ish on Shabbos, and before it was cooked, he shechted an animal. excuse me. And before a cook, he became a shaita. He's going to be pater michatas. You're right, because the chiyuv started when he puts the tavshi al ha'esh, but it wasn't finished until it was cooked. Because when in Shabbos, we don't say it's chayv l'mafreya, misha shehischu b'malacha. We say it's only chayv later. Yes, it started then. It relates back to originally what he did it. Like the person who lit the fire before Shabbos. It's not going to be chayv because it relates back to what he did originally. And it's not considered chil Shabbos because of what happens when it was finished later. Because he did the malacha before Shabbos. He can't be mechayv and machil Shabbos. But when he does a malacha on Shabbos, so when he does it at the start, so you're right, what happens later is going to relate back to the start, but it also relates both. Not only to the start, also then, you need both. You need to be chayv at both times. At the start and at the end. So when he lights a fire before Shabbos, then he's not chayv from the start. And when he cooks on Shabbos and then he becomes a shaita before the food cooks, he puts it on the fire and becomes shaita before the food cooks. So b'shas hakamar he's not sane, so therefore he's going to be pater because b'shas gemar he wasn't sane. Mashen kin hazikin. There you go along b'shas ma'isa. Because the Shas Maisa ultimately was Gaira and what happens at the end. Certainly if you're done Dina de Garmei, but if you're not done Dina de Garmei, when you see that the Torah was Mechayiv a person, so the Etzem Chi of his Baru, so we can already be Mechayiv him when he did the Maisa, that's going to cause the ultimate damage. So we see in Shabbos Tavkuf Beis that if somebody throws something and he remembers that it's Shabbos after it left his hand, he's pater. Rav explains because lo v'tchilaso b'sofer b'shkaga. The end he was mazed. At the beginning he was shogeg. So writes Rashi kufam and aleph the unas l'rabbanan. So chol de b'nei mekha Yosef shemishah sheyatzah chetz miyadu kvar nigmar ma'isev. And came the Zarek from Iskra Miyad, she yatsta Miyad Olachayv, she be chayiv. Because B'shaz Zarika was already finished. And then he was Shogeg. She be chayiv a carbon. So, Vadai, that when we're done, Ami Etzim HaMalacha, we say, Lo Nigmar Al B'shash Nigmar B'Emes. So, Etzim HaMalacha, the Chiyah was Nigmar later. And therefore, if he remembers before it landed, and he's amazed, so he's not chayiv a carbon. And if he's Mishtate before the Hanach, he's also Pater. And Rav Kahana there holds in the sugya that if it was Nizkar Lachar Sheyatzta Miyadu Yisofer B'Shkaga, not like Rava, maybe he holds since Mitzad Agavra the Ha'oisek for Nigmar B'Lachar B'Shal Sheyatzta Mitachat Yadai. Mele Kishanach HaChetz Igloi Milsel Shekvar Nizchayiv Chatas Mishal Sheyatzta Chetz Mitachat Yadai. So when the Chetz landed, it's misbar that it all finished when it left his hand. He doesn't hold like what the Mashmos of the Sugya in Ksubas Lamed Aleph, that he's not chayv on the mafreya, he's only chayv when it actually happened before. In the Mela, he holds it all happens at the get go, so it's Tchilas of the Sopa Mishkago, and it's chayv on mafreya, Tchilas Maisav HaShogegai. And you should know that it would seem pashut that that the Nimuka Yosef says when someone zorek a chaitz of hidlakesh, as be ois yashan nigmar hakol, is only where the MS וחץ ון אם בשבט כפי של חברו, שהם באמס הלכי שסוף גדוש של חברו. And we say the Maisa Hezek that was done Ay de Chitza V'Isha La'achar Shah is already done now. But in the Vesof HaChetz Lo Hezek Klal V'Ish La'sarf Klal, it's Pashat that he doesn't get the Maisa Hezek. It's not considered as if he did a Maisa Hezek, it's before let him do damage. ועל פי זה יש לו תמויה על מה שכוסף הנמוגי יוסף, הקצת החושן. בסבן שנצרי, סיף קוטן א', ענת את הצזן טייסן בו וכמה י' ז' עמר א', כאבי זורק כלי מראש הגג, ובא אחר ושברו במקל, שפטור המשברו, משום דאמרינן, מנע תבירה תבה. Someone throws a clean, we had this Gemara before. Someone throws a clean, Eloish Agag. And somebody else comes and smashes it first. As Pater HaMeshabra. Why? Because he's breaking a broken kli. Moving and throws the kli from the roof. And the Shimon's down below and he has a baseball bat and he smashes it before it's the ground. He's breaking a broken kli. So Taisa says that's Dafka when Reuven threw the kli. But if Reuven throws a stone at the kli or shoots an arrow at the kli, and somebody else in Shimon breaks it before him, it's possible that the shaver is chayv and not somebody who threw the chetz of the oven. Because it's possible to be mechalek between zarek evan and zarek kli atzma. It's zarek evan, the smasher is going to be chayv, and zarek kli, the smasher is not going to be chayv. So the Ktzos writes that you can prove, and the Mukhi Yosef argues with Tosis. The Yossi says that if someone zarek chetz, we say shebishal sheyatzah chetz mitachas yadai, ba'oisei shah nasa akol. At the moment the chetz left his hand, so everything was already done. So that means that if Reuven shoots an arrow at a kli, and Shimon smashes it first, so Shimon, Reuven's going to be chayiv. Shimon's going to be pater according to the Mugei Yosef. According to Tosfos, he's not. Shimon's chayiv. But according to the Mugei Yosef, Reuven's going to be chayiv. Why? Because everything relates back to the Shas Maisa. So therefore, Reuven beat Shimon too. Reuven already shot the arrow before Shimon smashed it. So Reuven's going to be chayiv. That's the Ktzos. But the Ktzos is a Dvar Pela. So the Magi Yosef says that if someone throws a chetz, it's if Boisa Shal Nasa Akol, it's only where afterwards the chetz went and smashes the kli. So then the chetz, the before the Maisa Hezek, it all relates back to the shah that he threw the, that he shot the arrow. That's the chetz in the Magi Yosef. The Maisa Hezek Shanasa Acharka, Nechshav Kfilu Kfar Nasa B'Shal Shiyatza Chetz Mitachas Yadav. But if Zarek Chetz al Kli and somebody smashes the Chetz never reached the Kli. So then the Mukhi Yosef would be moide that the Zarek is a Chetz is Pater. He would agree with Tosfos. The Mechayiv the smasher, not the Zarek is a Chetz. Because the Chetz never broke it before. You can't say B'shosh is Zarek is a Chetz Kvanas HaKol because the Chetz had never happened. Only when it happens you can say, only when the nezek is actually done, it's actually broken, you can say, all right, it all really happened when he shot the arrow. And somebody becomes an alcoholic. Say, it all started with his first drink. Say it or relate it back to it, but only if he became an alcoholic. You can't say, oh, all because of his first drink, he's an alcoholic. If he never was alcoholic, he just took the first drink. Here he just shot the arrow, but he didn't smash through the kli. So how can you say that it's his, that it's the zarek is chayiv? And he never did the damage in the end. The Pasha, the guy who smashes the Kli, is Chayiv. Zeh Pashat. So, Marav Rabbi Yisai, Zeh Nosei Rachav Me'od. Ubezrat Hashem, B'li Neder, B'li Neder, Nachzor V'Nishneh Perek Zeh. And it's just important to note what we've discussed in the past and written about in the past, that someone puts a food on the fire before Shabbos ends, And then it cooks after Shabbos. Completes the cooking after Shabbos. So Sfas discusses that in Shabbos Daled Amud Aleph. He brings the Yerushalmi. Shemhibi Tanu Repas B'Shabbos and with Beit Amud Shabbos is Chayev. You see the Chiyuv is Mishas HaDbaka. You see the Chiyuv goes in the Shas Maisa. It's discussed by the Chokas Yoyov in Chelik Aleph Orachem Simen Yud. In Chelik Beis Simen Yud Kim Rigli Talon Zareh. Simen Kuf Ches Ches Ches. In Avni Nezen Orachem Simen Ches Simen Tes. That's a big arichus. When you are you chayiv, when you put something on the fire before Shabbos, and it only cooks after Shabbos. You may chayiv on Motzei Shabbos for a maaseh done on Shabbos. So if you relate everything back to the Shas maaseh, maybe yes. Or maybe no, maybe you're only relating back to the Shas Maisa of cooking on Motzei Shabbos. Cooking on Motzei Shabbos is mutter. So, Bezat Hashem, Linada Nachzor Nishna Parakzah. And I thank you so much for listening. This is a really fascinating shiur, and it really stimulates one's thought processes. So, it's Hashem. As we go deeper into it, we'll see more in the flaws. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.